Seattle continues on 820 AM KGNW. Now your host, Thor Tomo.
Hold your breath, arch conservatives. Bible Lights is the sort of concordance that fully expands the context of the variety of important topics using only the words of the Bible. That's key. It is an essential tool to quickly show what the Bible itself says about various spiritual symbols. The book is available in a bunch of Christian bookstores, especially north of the border into Canada. It is also an exciting tool, according to our next guest, who is going to give folks a quick understanding of the major topics of the Bible, or allow what he calls Bible Light to do so. It was written, he says, for the new Christian, the undeepened Christian. In other words, the unsophisticated Christian. And when I say unsophisticated, I don't mean in how they handle themselves every day. I just mean in terms of the knowledge they have theologically. Now, this is all the opinion of Daniel Jung, who joins us live from Vancouver, British Columbia. Daniel, good afternoon. Welcome to Live from Seattle.
Hello. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you on the show. Say hi to Dr. Wayne House.
Hello, Dr. Wayne House. How are you doing?
Hello.
All right. Now, I have no idea what Wayne thinks, nor am I going to speak for him because he's got a microphone himself. But I am going to start by asking you, shouldn't a new Christian, or as you like to say, an undeepened Christian, be immersing himself fully in the Bible and not using maybe what amounts to a Cliff Notes version in terms of the most important topics in the Bible?
Well, both are required. I mean, my book is just a way to show you what the symbols mean. Like, what is the Son of God? What is the Son of Man? What are angels? You need a concordance to go find all those references in the Bible, and my book simply provides those and expands the context. You, of course, need the Bible. Absolutely, you need the Bible. But you also need a shortcut sometimes.
Now, when I hear the word shortcut, my eyebrow raises. How about yours, Dr. House?
Well, you know, I have no problem with something that tries to organize material and make it more simple to understand. I haven't seen this Bible Light, so I really can't speak to it directly. It would be inappropriate. But the only concern I have is that anytime you have some biblical statement, you know, you're picking what you think is most important. So I'm hoping you're talking, meaning by that, the major doctrines of Scripture, of God and Christ and salvation and such things. Is that correct?
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
And then what do you mean by you say you're doing context? Because I always tell my students there's three things important in biblical interpretation: context, context, and context.
Yep.
And so how are you developing this context?
Well, you know, text out of context is pretext, and a lot of times if you look at a concordance, it'll tell you where something appears in the Bible. But you don't know where to begin and reading to find out everything it says on the subject, and you really do have to do more reading than just the line where that keyword appears, you know. So what I've done is expanded, the context. If you read what I've got, it's pretty much everything you're going to need from the Bible on that keyword.
The music's getting awfully loud, but in essence, Wayne, what he said is, it's one thing to establish the proper context, but if you don't know where to go precisely in the Bible, once you have the proper context, what good is that if you don't know precisely where to go to?
Yeah, so just trying to understand this a little bit, since I haven't seen the book yet, now maybe I have to take a look at this.
Yeah.
But I do, for example, a lot of charts for the purpose of making things clear to people, grabbing information. But what are you doing? Let's say, like, you have a statement of the Son of God you mentioned, or Son of Man. What are you doing showing all the various passages in which that term is used and showing a more expanded view of each passage in which a particular term is used?
Yeah, like for Son of God, there's other words that mean Son of God, like God's Son and other derivatives. All of those are in there, and the full context of each of those passages is given. So basically, if you read my chapter or the chapter on the Son of God, that's pretty much everything the Bible says on the subject.
Okay, well, that's okay. It sounds like what he's doing is doing a selective, you tell me if I'm right or wrong, and I don't want to misrepresent you. You're doing a selective expanded concordance.
That's a good way to describe it. It's 56 major symbols, like, you know, Jesus or the church or apostles or this kind of thing. So it's not everything that's out there, but what I have decided to focus on is very much expanded. I mean, some of these chapters are, you know, 60 pages long, because it does have all the context of every reference to Christ.
What kind of translation are you using in that? Are you using a more of a formal equivalence or a dynamic kind of translation? What I consider paraphrases, anything that We could get into translations, which I have a lot of views on, but go ahead.
No, the version of the Bible that I'm using in the book is the NASB, the New American Standard Bible.
Well, that's a good one. All right, he's square one already.
See, I want to be clear, Daniel, by playing devil's advocate, I'm not against what you're doing. In fact, I love what you're doing. I like the idea. I just appreciate to have the greater expertise of Dr. House to also play devil's advocate and challenge what it's all about.
What I'm hearing sounds okay.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's just when I heard shortcut, I may have overreacted. I may have jumped to a false conclusion. What you meant by shortcut, if I dare speak for you, is you simplified the process of establishing or clarifying proper context once you've established what it is you want to learn more about. Is that fair?
Well, it's kind of like this. As you read the Bible over your lifetime, your mind will make connections between where the word Sabbath appears or the Holy Spirit appears. And over your lifetime, you get an understanding, and it changes the more you read the Bible. And it can take a year to go through the Bible from one end to the other. So what I've done instead is, if you can see all the references to the Holy Spirit all at once, you'll get that understanding that would take you a lifetime to master, you know?
Sound like a good idea. And using a good translation, too, so that's good.
And I want to be clear, even though it's a Bible light thing, the website is majorsymbols.com. Symbols is plural, an S on either end. Majorsymbols.com is the website. Daniel, you have about a minute for a closing thought to encourage our listeners if you think they would benefit, especially if they are new to the cross and just recently born again.
Well, when I first came to Christianity, I was an atheist at some point. I wasn't raised religious, and I came to an understanding of God and Jesus and the Bible, and I read the Bible, and I was at that time convinced wanting to know more about what the Sabbath meant. And I grabbed the concordance and started looking through it, and there's 150 references.
Yes.
And you have to find the reference in the concordance, then go grab the Bible, flip to those pages, and you don't know where to begin and end reading for the context. And then you go to the next reference in the concordance, and this could take a long time. And I said there has to be an easier way to quickly get that understanding of everything the Bible says on any topic. And that's basically why I put the book together. It's for experienced Christians as well as the new ones. But at the time that I wrote this, I was a new Christian, and I thought this would be a tremendous help for anyone.
Sounds like a good idea. Don't you think?
And okay. Daniel, we thank you for your time from Vancouver tonight.
And I will send you a copy of the book.
Thank you very, very much.
Absolutely.
I so much appreciate that. Faith Evangelical Seminary, title sponsor of tonight's broadcast. Franklin's an hour and a half away from taking the stage. Dr. H. Wayne House, distinguished research professor, biblical and theological studies. Thank you for being here.
What a wonderful and fun time.
I hope you enjoyed it.
God bless you, man.
All right. The address is 3504 North Pearl in Tacoma, and the toll-free number for Faith, 888-777-7675.
The opinions expressed on the preceding program do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff, management, or advertisers of this station.